Just a couple of announcements first. Today is, of course, the Eve of All Hallows, Halloween, and it means tomorrow is All Saints' Day. Typically, this would be a holy day of obligation. It's one of the three that if it falls on Monday, the obligation is lifted. It's still a holy day, and we have masses for the day, and I hope you will come. We have mass at noon tomorrow, and that'll, you get to join the school with that. That'll be a great thing. And also our normal mass at 5:30. The following day is, of course, All Souls Day, November 2nd, where we begin that whole month of remembering our faithful departed and praying for them. And we have three masses that day, 6:30 in the morning, our normal Tuesday mass, and that's in Old St. Mary's. Also 11 o'clock, weather permitting, at Calvary Cemetery. And the other location would be here if it's raining. And finally, again, at 5:30. And then that same night, Tuesday night, we have a special concert, a requiem, Gabriel Fauré's requiem. It was very appropriate for that day for All Souls. So please keep those important days in mind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So we know the Ten Commandments. Even if you can't list them off, you do know them. You know of them, certainly. And the Ten Commandments today are beautifully summarized by Jesus. The first three commandments of the ten have to do with our relationship with God. And the other seven are related to our relationship with each other. So you see right there, God and neighbor. But of course, love of God is first. Love of God is primary. If we get that right, then the rest will follow. All of the other relationships will be in the right order, and we'll know how to love as we should. But if we don't get that right, then we miss the mark entirely. Our faith, if it is real at all, our faith cannot be compartmentalized, right? That is, I have God over here, I have my friends over here, my job is in this place, my family is there, my entertainments and my sports are right here. As if God is just one thing among many, competing, vying for our attention. Just one thing. We don't want people to think, of course, we're some religious nut, right? America doesn't want that. So we keep God in his place, private, not too visible, just enough so that we know he's there. In other words, we want to control the access. Not that he will control us, but we shall control him. But that's not the way love works, is it? And we know that. Love, if it's love at all, cannot be portioned out in some miserly way where we give here, there, and yonder, but never the whole self, holding back. Love is gratuitous. Love does things we don't even understand. The greatest commandment Jesus teaches us is to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. He gives us four aspects of this love. I don't normally do this, but I'm going to have you say those with me today, so maybe it'll stick for us all. Heart, soul, mind, strength. Heart, soul, mind, and strength. Four ways to love God, and that his is made manifest in our lives. And only when each of these four are integrated in our lives, integrated with our friendship with God, heart, soul, mind, strength, only then are we loving him fully in all four gears. We begin then to experience real fulfillment, meaning in our lives, and the spiritual maturity that we all long for. So say them again for me. Heart, soul, mind, strength. So first the heart. Love God with all of your heart. We have to Christianize, to infuse with Christ's love our heart. The heart is the core of our being, and I'm not speaking of the organ that pumps here, and we all know this, because you can have a broken heart, right? The heart is who we really are, that hidden place where we are truly ourselves, beyond even the grasp of our own reason. And only the Holy Spirit can truly understand the human heart and know it fully. So to love God with all of our hearts, then, means to yearn for him, to long for him, to allow ourselves to feel and to feed that burning desire that's deep within us, to know him better, to follow him better, and to be united with him. And so, the first question to ask ourselves as we embark on this week, what do I really want? What do I really yearn for, long for? What desires are you feeding in your heart? What desires do you pay attention to? What desires do you encourage? Are they the good ones? The ones that lift up your soul to God? Or are they selfish and worldly ones? Ones that feed our egos and drag us down into self-absorption and sin? Jesus longs for us, and he longs for us to love him with all of our hearts, to desire him more than anything. So, love him with your heart and then your soul. Love God with all your soul. Human beings have an amazing capacity, right? We have an amazing capacity to freely choose and determine not only what we do with our lives, but even more, what kind of person we will become, our character, right? If I repeatedly choose to lie and steal, then I become the kind of person that does those things. I become a liar and a thief. But if I repeatedly choose to serve others and to fulfill my duties, I become the kind of person who does those things, a generous and responsible person. By loving God with all of our souls, we make choices, these interior choices, for God, to live as God created us to live, to say yes to God's plan for our lives. Friends, every waking moment, we are making decisions. We are making choices inside. And we need to remind ourselves that time is precious. It's a gift. So precious, as Fulton Sheen says, that God deals it out only second by second. Once it leaves your hands to do with as you want it, it remains forever what you made it, whether it was good or bad, whether you used it well or the time was wasted. So, love God with all of your heart, soul, and now mind. Ask yourself this question. What do I think about all the time? What's going through my head most of the time? Also, a more important question, what am I filling my head up with, right? To love God with all of our minds means, with God's help, to train our minds on how to see and understand ourselves, to see other people as God sees them, and to see the world as God sees it. Can you imagine being able to see others with the eyes of God and how to use the world around us the way he knows it should be done? It means seeking truth, filling up our minds with the things of God, with his unalterable truth and love. Always remembering truth exists because he is a person, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Now, we can't do this if we are constantly filling up our minds with with, well, trash, right? The latest gossip, rumors, the latest reality show, or reality or mind-altering drugs, or the next Netflix binge series. There's a true saying, whatever you fill your mind up with is what will come pouring out of your mouth, right? We have to make time to learn about, to study our faith in order that we know God's plan for us. Otherwise, we are willingly walking around blind, not knowing. You know, our bodies are made to function well, right, when they are fed well, with nutritious food and not junk food. If you ate nothing but cotton candy or chocolate or bacon for a whole month, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what do you think will happen to you? Our minds are similar, and our food is, of course, the best of all, heavenly food. God gives us food from heaven, his own body and blood, to feed us, to nourish us. Our minds are made for truth, and when they're filled with the truth, that's Jesus Christ, they flourish and they lift us up to God. So love God with all of your mind, and you will find out what it means to be truly alive. So again, so love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and now strength. When Jesus invites us to love God with all of our strength, he is letting us know up front, as he always does, that following him will not always be easy. We need strength, courage. There will be times when desiring, choosing, and thinking as God wants us to do these things will be inconvenient, perhaps embarrassing, maybe even dangerous, as it was with the martyrs. But it is worth it. It is worth it. Living in communion with God is the purpose for which we were created, the purpose of our lives. When selfish tendencies weigh us down, when temptations of the world begin to pull at us and that peer pressure seems to suffocate us, that's when we can truly show our love. We can show the metal that we have, what we're made of. And then we begin to grow in that love. Example, for those of you who are married, which shows love more? Saying, I truly love you the day after you're married, or 10, 20 or more years later, after your spouse has done that same annoying thing you've talked about for the last 10, 20 or more years. After all the magic has worn off, and love has had to transform itself into something different, but deeper, more real, far more real than some emotion where we get distracted by sight, emotions that change and fade. That's not love. Love is when you stick to it and you're still there. Suffering together makes love deeper. So loving God with all of our hearts and souls and minds requires strength for us to climb onto the cross with Jesus. And that is where every single one of us is called, to go through the cross to the resurrection. And only then can we love him fully, because only then can we love him with all of our strength, strength that he will give us. This is not easy, but neither is love. And we know it. Love is not easy. Love, though, is never satisfied with the minimum, doing the minimum. Love always is gratuitous. It goes to the maximum. And so, you struggle to put God first, right? So do I. It's part of the human condition. We struggle to put God first. We feel such a pull in the opposite direction, don't we? That temptation to compartmentalize God can feel like this wild animal pulling us away from him. So which will conquer you? Which one will win in your life? The demon trying to tear you away from the path, or God's love which leads also to love of neighbor. Which one will win for you? The answer is simple. The one that will win is the one that you feed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.